You've probably said it. I can make it, and it's not that far, so you get in your car knowing full well you've had a long day and you're really tired, so what happened next? Right, you wake up in the oncoming traffic lane, maybe hit it for a tree, or possibly in the hospital. While we all recognize the dangers of drunk driving, the dangers of drowsy driving are not fully appreciated, but my next guest is working to change all that. You know him best as Potsy Weber on Happy Days. He moved on to success behind the camera as well. He's also become a bit of an entrepreneur who is helping address drowsy driving among other projects. He is Anson Williams. How are you today, Anson?
Great, great. Thank you.
Well, it was good to have you talk about this because Drowsy Driving Week is coming up, the week of November 3rd to the 10th. And, well, this is something you have a personal connection to because, well, A, because of just the nature, the demon of the devil that's that working in show business has with long shifts and a lot of long hours on the set, and then you have to drive home at some point because not everyone gets a limo home, that you kind of know what this is all about.
I do, yeah. Well, it's interesting. It all came about a few decades ago. My uncle was Dr. Heimlich, who created the Heimlich Maneuver, and we're very, very close, and I was directing a show back then, and driving back home, not in a limousine, by the way, driving back home, I fell asleep at the wheel. I was exhausted and almost killed myself. Thank God everything was okay. But Dr. Heimlich, when I talked to him about it, he said to keep cut-up lemons with me, and he explained how the citric acid in sour lemon hits the lingual nerve on top of your tongue, and the automatic reflex reaction of the body is adrenaline. You're up, you're alert, nothing in your system, your body waking the body. Just like going to the doctor and they check your reflexes with a little rubber hammer.
Right.
Same thing here. It's sensory connection to tongue and brain with a reflex reaction of adrenaline, instantly alert. And so I did that for years. And boy, does it work. And then I went into the product business through the years, developing problem-solving products in all sorts of areas. And I discovered just how catastrophic drowsy driving is. There are more deaths, more tragedies than medicated and drunk driving combined. It's a catastrophic problem in this country. Exhaustion, drowsy driving, it is killing so many people unnecessarily. And I had this idea. I called Dr. Heimlich, and I said, Hank, I'm not a medical guy, but I have this idea. What if we just took the right amount of citric acid, sour lemon, water, and put it in a spray drop and just sprayed the top of the tongue because that's where the lingual nerve is. He goes, oh, my God. He said, you'll save more lives than maneuver. It's more powerful than a lemon. Promise me you'll do it. So Alert Drops was created. And if people go to alertdrops.com, they can read all about it, see the science behind it. It's very old science. We just made a better scooter. So together we developed Alert Drops. And because of Dr. Heimlich, we have helped so many people save so many lives. Alert Drops has been honored by the United States Congress, California State Senate, City of L.A., on and on. But more importantly, it's saving lives, it's stopping unnecessary tragedies, it's also helping college students, because a big problem at colleges is that kids, you know, study and they try to stay up all night, and they're overdosing on caffeine and all these crappy drinks and going to the hospital. And with Alert Drops, they can just take a couple of sprays on their tongue, be alert, be up, nothing in their system, and nothing to ruin their sleep pattern. They can go right to bed, get up, stay healthy, nothing to hamper their health.
And this is not to encourage driving when you're tired, but this is if you catch yourself in that position, here's your safety net.
It's like get off the road and get home. Exactly. It's a safety net. And it's not to prevent you from sleeping, it's to prevent you from crashing.
Exactly.
And the thing is, the majority of these deaths innocent people, not the drowsy people. But just so you get an idea of how catastrophic this is, today there's almost 200 million drowsy drivers a year. Almost 200 million. One out of five admit to falling asleep. It's not a small problem. This is a huge problem.
Yeah, and a lot of these drivers aren't. A lot of these drivers aren't in Toyota Camrys. They're in large vehicles and sometimes semi trucks.
Yes. And it's a problem, and because of Dr. Heimlich's genius, there's a simple way to stop it, just a very, very simple way to stop it. And that's why I tell people, go to alertdrops.com, get this for your family, make sure your kids come home, your husband comes home, your friends come home. And at least, I tell them, if you don't want to get alert drops, then have, and you're in a, you know you're going to be, you know, tired, whatever, have some cut-up lemons with you. And if you feel that exhaustion coming in, bite into it, because that'll save your life, too.
So with Anson Williams, of course, from Happy Days and a lot of other TV shows through the years, through the decades, proves your success when you can say that word decades in, involving your career. Talking about drowsy driving, alertdrops.com. It's important, Anson, too, because when you look at state laws, other than New Jersey with Maggie's laws and Arkansas, no other state really paid attention to this.
They haven't. It's just, and yet, and drunk driving, I mean, of course it's important and a big problem. But no one, but it's actually minor compared to the drowsy driving. And this is something where it has nothing to do with drinking. It has nothing to do with any, I mean, it's good people just not realizing that they're dangerous. And, I promised Dr. Heimlich I'd get on the bandwagon and get this going. And he passed away a few years ago, but a few weeks before he passed, we had our last conversation. And again, he made me promise to get this out because he knew the benefit of it. And he was a man that was a selfless man his whole life. You know, he lives every day by saving lives every day.
Well, he's actually
I must maneuver into a lift drop. So what a legacy he left.
Well, he's actually listening.
I'm pretty passionate about it.
Well, he's actually Dr. Heimlich is actually listed in the Guinness Book of Records of being the person who has saved the most lives. So if someone wants a legacy, that's one hell of a legacy.
Isn't that great? Yeah. One man, and he's a very 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 special man. I mean, what better legacy than living through saving lives every day? That's pretty neat, you know.
I want to give you the heads up, too. Anson's going to join his fellow Happy Days cast members on the 13th of November. Ronnie Howard, Henry Winkler, Mary Ross, Donnie Most of the Jonathan Club for a benefit for the Gary Marshall Theater. With anything that involves Gary Marshall's name, you got to be there for that because his impact on the entertainment industry at all levels has been monumental.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's gotten the full credit that he deserves.
Gary, well, again, Gary passed away not that long ago, but He has helped so many thousands of people. His heart goes on and on every day to everyone that he's affected, that he's, like all of us, we try to pay back what he gave us. So he's still a powerful force in the entertainment industry just because of the kindness and the breaks he's given to so many people and the education of priorities in life. But Gary, his first love was theater. He created the Falcon Theater in Toluca Lake, California. And after he passed, they changed it to the Gary Marshall Theater. And every year they have a benefit to raise money for the theater because it's a nonprofit. And, they bring underprivileged kids to the theater. I mean, they do a lot for the community and a lot for the arts. And so they're having just a beautiful event. And they're honoring the original cast members, Marion Ross, Ron Howard, Henry, Don, myself, and it's November 13th, which was Gary's birthday.
Excellent.
They're having this beautiful celebration at the Jonathan Club in downtown Los Angeles. So it's a real honor to be part of it. But it is a way of paying forward, Gary's legacy too. Because he was and is a major player in entertainment.
Without a doubt.
It's an inspiration, for so many thousands of people.
Two websites for you listening, alertdrops.com. Learn more about how to get that safety net if you catch yourself driving while you're starting to drop off, and learn more about the issue of drowsy driving, drowsydriving.org. Anson Williams, thanks so much for the difference you make in people's lives, for the entertainment you still give and continue to give through syndication and all your work today. And thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much.